Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Mary Lou Williams was born in 1910, one of 11 children in a black Pittsburgh family. Her white neighbors stopped throwing bricks at the Williams house after she learned to play the piano well enough to be invited over. Louisa Crane was born in Massachusetts in 1913 to one of America's whitest and richest families. Their paths would cross to ground-shaking effect. I'd heard about both women, but I didn't realize they'd ever met. Last week, I went to a concert of Williams, more serious jazz music, by Miami's New World Symphony, and read the program. In the 1940s, after her second failed marriage, Williams fled to New York City. She looked for work and hung out with other musicians. That's how she ran into Louisa Crane. Her family owned a factory in the Berkshires that made all the paper for U.S. currency. Just out of college, Crane became a patron of the arts in New York, hung out with writers and musicians. The two women hit it off. Crane used her connections to arrange a gig for her new friend at the renowned Cafe Society. Williams could write, sing, and play almost anything. Blues, bebop, swing, boogie-woogie, and third stream, that fusion of classical and jazz. Crane also booked her for a concert series at the Museum of Modern Art, which Crane's mom co-founded. Williams' career took off. The New York jazz scene back then was a pageant of sex, drugs, and all-night parties. Williams would finish at the club around 4 a.m., exhausted. Musicians from all over town would show up at her apartment and jam until noon. She never complained. She was a saint. Which is why I'm telling this story. In 1954, Williams gave up the fast life and converted to Catholicism. She fell in with the Catholic worker movement of social activists and started doing good works, like turning her home into a halfway house for drug addicts. She also began composing religious music, including the famous Jazz Mass. Crane ramped up her philanthropy, too. Also, her social activism. She launched a magazine that opposed the rise of fascism in Spain. Williams died in 1981. Crane, 16 years later. They had remained friends, united in their dream of a better world, full of good deeds and great music. It's a good thing they met. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.